Welcome to Creatively Exposed, a podcast and safe space for Black and marginalized creatives to empower, educate, and uplift you through the final product of self and creation. Bring a homie, share with a homie, and enjoy the show.
Y'all, welcome back to Creatively Exposed, where we rehumanize the creative one episode at a time. And I feel like I've said this more than once, but I haven't had a lot to say, but I also have, right? There are certain things that require in-person conversations, period. All that to say, first and foremost, free Palestine, free Sudan, free the Democratic Republic of Congo, Haiti, and there are so many other places that are going through occupation, genocide, extraction of resources that it makes some of the things so trivial that I haven't had a lot to say when it comes to like acting like business as usual, because this ain't regular. Witnessing carnage that I think a lot of us have always known that it exists, but in such a visceral, in-your-face way, should never feel normal. May it never feel normal. May we never get comfortable with that. Let it awaken us if we were asleep. Let it mobilize us if we were stagnant. And that's what I got for that, right? Yeah, so. And if you are surprised by this, maybe you are new to the podcast. We don't just rehumanize the creative, we rehumanize specifically focusing on Black, brown, and marginalized people. Oppressed people, period. So, if you feel some type of way, don't at me. I block people, for real. And so, for those who get it, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. I had a question. I was just like going through stories, and the question was posed. It was on Close Friends, so I'm not going to divulge who it was, but like, how do you stay confident about shooting your shot? And so, especially when it beats your ass, especially when the shot gets sent back, right? Return to sender, or does not even get received. And so in sending the voice note, I was like, oh, I gotta tell the people them. I've spent a year and a month, a year and some change. We don't gotta be all that, you know. A year and some change moving through this life transition, and I don't know if it's gonna change anytime soon. We'll see. There are some other things happening. But I've been self-employed. Period. I don't like to, it's not just freelance. It's not just hobby. It's not just like, I am my own business, right? And so a lot of course I get cut off when I'm about to get into the thing. So 1 year, and this is like, it feels like playground, right? Like I'm in kindergarten figuring out what this looks like, with a lot of support from my therapist. Shout out to my therapist. My God. I said it and I mean it when I say it. Most time it's not confidence, it's the audacity. You know, a lot of people got audacity. Niggas. Sometimes. Most times. But when you realize that a lot of people that are dike, successful, that are moving forward, that are anyone of any weight, any age, know that a lot of people have figured out a strategy to winging it. Period. Once you find the rhythm, once you find the things that work and don't work that you can keep doing, then you shoot in your shot with a strategy, but like, you never know where it's gonna land, right? You give it your best and see what the fuck happens. And so, confidence is when you walk into the room after they said yes. That's when you come through and you're like, okay, I believe in myself. I believe in what I'm offering. And I think there's a lot of shadow work, inner child work that goes on with becoming self-employed. There is a lot of deprogramming, and I feel like those are so many different conversations in one, but like, this is not, or this has not been for me, a walk in the motherfucking park. And I want people to understand that. So when I do win, understand that I have worked my ass off to get to the things that I am winning with, right? And so many times I am punting shit into possibility. Why? Because I believe in what I am capable of. And what I don't know, I'm finna figure it out. If we can do that in corporate spaces. And that's the other thing. Either you were laid off, I was laid off, or you just, it's time for you to pivot or whatever it is. Most people, not everybody, right? Some people know they were business people off rip. But most of us have done some type of work for a significant amount of time. Do not sleep on the skills that you have cultivated for yourself in these spaces. Go back and listen to that part again. Regardless of what you've done, be it that it's, I don't know, working face to face with people, which makes you even more skilled because you know how to talk to people, you know how to read people, be it that you have done presentations for the board, be it that you were in a little closet working on systems, whatever it is, everything that you have done is transferable. It might need different language, it might need some tweaking, but you already have all of the skills because you exist and you're ready to pivot. regardless if you was or you weren't, you finna get ready, right? And so give yourself more credit for your capabilities. You don't have to be 100% confident to go anywhere. But tell that imposter syndrome Xiao. And that is old reference for anyone who's been listening. Tell it that it's a hoe, because she's a bald-headed lying hoe. Why? Because if you look around at CEOs, at people who are making multiple 6-7 figures, most of these people need a training. Because you should get training on a job, even though I have not encountered that often. Had to learn their way through. And we're not talking about, and most of them are actually just privileged people that have the network and the access to be in those certain spaces. Not everyone has needed to work their way up. And the ones who have worked really, really hard to get there and have had to work 3 to 4 to 5 times more than anybody else. They could run the company with their eyes closed, regardless of where they are in position at a company. And so, stop sleeping on yourself. Stop saying, oh, I don't have the blah, blah, blah. You do. And if you don't, you will. However, do you have the audacity to shoot your shot, to see where you land, and don't just stay with one, right? Like, shoot like it's 300 and you see all them arrows flying into the air and see where it lands, right? So that way you're not waiting and desperate for an opportunity. No matter how desperate you are, don't let them know. Because that's how people play in your face. And the first time, you might underprice yourself. Realize if they said okay too easily, next opportunity, you add more money to it. So if you said, I don't know, $50 an hour, whatever. Oh, okay. Next time it's 75. And keep increasing until somebody tells you no. Because you know who they don't tell no? Bob. Dan. When they say they want to get paid $450,000 a year. I know, I've seen it. So why not you that have done the jobs of 15 different people because there was only you in that department? Ask for more. If they say no, well, what is the range that you are looking for? And see, let's see what you would like me to remove from my service so that we can, you know, go in accord. Play the game. I hate playing the game. But this is what it is. It's a game. None of shit is real. I saw that on a TikTok the other day where this man said, none of this shit is real, so just do what you want. Dead ass. He sent his resume into a position that he really wanted 6 times into the portal. 6 times. And everyone's like, why are you doing that? Blah, blah, blah. He got an interview. In the interview, they said, I don't know if there was a glitch in the system, but we got your resume 6 times. 6 or 7 times, he said. And he was like, that was a mistake. I sent it in 6 times. And they were like, why did you do that? I really wanted an interview. He got the position. So, like, y'all, you create the rules, and you can only go as far as your limitations allow you. And even then, you will be pushed into places through alignment because you haven't gone bigger. Don't sabotage them. Don't put yourself in a position where I'm not worthy of this thing. Why not? Fuck you mean you're not worthy? Who said? You? Puh, ridiculous. Because you're not allowed into spaces, and you're not in positions to have conversations with other people, be it businesses, be it opportunity, whatever it is, if you didn't have what they were looking for. You think, thinking of interviews, you think they're gonna call you just because they like your name? No, it's because you have what they need and they know that. So, do they have what you need? I think many times, out of desperation, most times, out of just, I need a job, I need to pay these bills, out of having to pay to exist, Black folks especially sell themselves short. We have paid our dues already. We have paid our dues already intergenerationally. If you are a person who is spiritual, then your whole spirit team has rooted for you this whole time. You are not walking alone. And when you need to go into spaces, if you feel insecure, call them through. Be like, look, mama, papa, all them peoples. Hey, everybody, I'm heading somewhere. Come with me. And I believe it was Maya Angelou or Toni Morrison who said that. It could be both. Take them with you. Don't walk in these places as if you are by yourself in this universe. And so, yes, you need confidence, but know that you are so solid in all the things you have done. You have a track record. If you don't believe it, write down the amount of things that you have accomplished. And when I say accomplished, write everything you've done. Look at your resume. Right? I'm just thinking about like opportunities and work, right? Look at the spaces that you have been. Look around at the people in your community that support and uplift you. It is not a coincidence. It was because you were born worthy already. And these people compile just a percentage of who you are. Sometimes it is easy to just go through life and be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm not here yet, it don't matter, whatever. But like, we see it a lot. I see it a lot, like in tweets and things, of like, younger me, little me would be so proud of who I am right now. Let us not underestimate. Do you know how amazing it is that you are simply still here? There is some awful, awful things going on, and you are still here. You are still calibrating part of this universe by being here. Stop hiding your magic. Stop tucking it away for people who have no business being a part of it to grab at it because they can see it before you do. Have audacity to just throw yourself and say, what if, and go fucking find out. Go find out. It literally is, the shots that you don't throw are the ones that you ain't gonna ever know if you could have made it. Some of them are surprises. I don't have any of this shit figured out. None of it. Some days I have no idea what's next. No idea. Other days I'm like, well, we gonna throw out, you know, send a whole bunch of stuff on submission, see what lands, try paying markets, try unpaid. All of the things. Sometimes I throw stuff and crickets. Sometimes I keep calling or I keep emailing and see maybe, just maybe. Other times, because I have been seen in places, somebody will say, hey, I know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody, and that somebody ends up being me. Take up space. And not by taking someone else's space. Take up space within yourself. Show up to places that bring you joy, that feel good to you, that is a form of commune, especially as creatives. Because those are the places that nourish us. This is how we find liberation, y'all. It's not a by ourselves kind of thing. It's community. Just like, you know, privileged people have their networks, we are our networks. We are part of the web that keeps weaving, and we can't find each other if we're in hiding, energetically, physically, spiritually. And so I'm still shooting my shot. There are still things that I'm like, oh, I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'm gonna do it. And not everybody has that, but just a little bit, un poquito, you know. Un poquito. Sometimes before you're ready, you need to start. You may stumble. Ask questions. We're not all born knowing. That's why we gotta ask questions, right? We gotta figure out some stuff. Sometimes I'm gonna procrastinate. I'm gonna cry because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But other times, I'm like, okay. Don't know where this is gonna land, but here I go. Sometimes it's soft. Sometimes it's a hole and I'm still falling. Sometimes it's cement. But we are all worthy of the lives that we know we deserve to live. We wouldn't feel that thing in our bones if it wasn't true. So be audacious. Don't gotta be confident. But if a couple of people believe in you, believe them. Even if you don't believe it yourself yet. And just do your best. Do your absolute best. Ask for feedback if you want to ask for feedback. Feedback and validation are not the same thing now. Okay? So, those are just some things that I have uncovered myself through this, what is it called? A roller coaster? Yeah, I don't ride those, so I don't even think about them. But it is a roller coaster, and along the way, which my therapist, I think I said this before, but like my therapist said, draw a line of like what your journey has been so far, right? Look at this, free therapy for y'all. And along that journey, in between the dips, because none of this shit is linear, you're not driving on one flat land, right? I'm in Florida, so I do. But, like, that's not what life feels like. It feels like I'm going sharply up. And that's what my thing looks like. It's, like, sharp up. Whew. Sharp down. Then there's some, like, okay, some grooves and some things. But along the line, when you least expect it, dope shit happens. Maybe it's an offering of softness. Maybe it's kindness. Maybe it's just some emotional support. Whatever it is that makes you feel affirmed, right? For me, I need softness. I need softness offered to me. I need it nurtured to me. And so when I receive that and I didn't even ask for it, where it's an offering, I'm like, I gotta add that in. So add the even the most minute thing. Somebody bought you a coffee at your favorite small coffee shop, because we're not going to Starbucks no more. Maybe it was a conversation that you didn't know you needed. Count those things and watch them add up. Those are the things that keep us going. We always need that big thing, but there's a lot of things that are easily capable of being overlooked that helps push us forward. So, you know, it's an imperfect journey, and I'm okay with that. Even if it looks like you carry it well, it is still hard. And it's okay to sit with that. It's okay to stare out the window on the rest day. Do you have rest days? There are days that I'm just looking out the window, because that's all I have the energy for. Right? But then the next day, shower, you feed yourself, you do the basic things. Get some sun out. This is me reading myself. Go outside, get some fresh air, get some sun. And it's the next day. And you do the most that you can. Seize the day, right? So I hope this is useful for somebody somewhere. Do not forget that you are magic. Pas oublier ou c'est magique. No te olvides que eres magia. Thank you, y'all. Also, I forgot to say, there is a full moon. So this is what, the spiritual corner, whatever you want to call it. If you are listening today, there is a full moon today. I believe it's the 27th Monday. We feel it 3 days before, 3 days after. If you ever want to know what it's illuminating or agitating, look at where Scorpio will be in your chart. I believe it's going to be in Scorpio. Hold on. Let me look. I got Scorpio, but I hear Gemini. I don't know. Full moon. Sometimes you gotta look at the signs things are in. November 27, what sign, people? I believe it's going to be in, it's going to be in Gemini. So it's Scorpio, it was Scorpio season. It's going to be in the sign of Gemini. So double check that. I think it's going to be in the sign of Gemini. Anyway. Look at where Gemini is in your chart and see what is being highlighted. If you know your chart, I do astrology readings. If y'all don't know what any of that is, as long as you got your birth time, we could do something. But anyway, Gemini is ruled by Mercury. We are starting to go into the last retrograde of the year. So it's shadow stuff, miscommunication will be at the top, y'all. Mercury is now in Sagittarius, so think of like a big old speaker to whatever you are saying. Things may have semi-lasting impressions. There might be dust kicked up for stuff. Overall, this full moon in Gemini is, for me, what are the things that you have been told or that you tell yourself that no longer works for you? And how will you go about releasing that? Be curious about the things that come up versus condemning them. This is good, this is bad, whatever. Be curious and dig until maybe you find out what's up with that thing. So full moons are for releasing. And so do with that what you will, y'all. But happy full moon. If you just sleep, just sleep. It is what it is. So be safe. It gets a little crazy during full moons, and it's holiday season. And so a lot of the spiritual folks are like, be careful about being in places that have large crowds and things like that. So if you don't gotta go somewhere, stay home or be in places that you know that you're safe. You always know the truth before you know exactly what's going on. Listen to the way your body reacts to situations. And so that's that, my friends.
Thank you for listening to the show. Check out our Patreon, the website in the show notes. Rate, review, and subscribe or share with the homie. And don't forget that you are magic. No te olvides que eres magia. Pablie, use magic. Take care and see you next week.